We're going to discuss today the war that should end all wars. It's going to be a sad indictment on humanity and the doors that we've opened to a presence that we by ourselves have never been able to understand, to stop, to comprehend. We've sold our souls. We've sold our souls to the military men and women out there, to the leaders. I dedicate this entire session right here to a young friend of mine named Jason, who's fought in the Iraq War, who was in the Abrams tank, who even saved the life of a young other soldier when a tank fell upside down into the water. To Jason, who I've hugged as he walked into the church building in his uniform, whom we've prayed for years now, that God would preserve him and save him, who has written to me in the past to tell me of the deep, dark presence he felt as he got on out into the very soil of Iraq, where the ancient moon god reigns in power, dark power. Of course, some of us don't understand that. We don't understand the ultimate issue here is the battle for the souls of men. But it will rage in a much deeper level, because most of us do not know the agenda that really this evil one really has to take the earth. There's something about military right now, the ramping up worldwide of every nation, everywhere. It's beyond the Cold War. I mean, the weaponry here now can destroy the world 10, 15 times over. But weaponry is going far beyond just the physical. Let me read to you right now. I'll tell you about the name of the book, but let me read to you right now this phrase. There are questions that many writers of the past as well as futurologists of the present have been asking, but no one has developed these themes to the degree that Swan, referring to Ingo Swan, in a novel that he wrote, which was based on probably Stargate, the project, in a book called Starfire. Quote, I think we're in the advanced stages of what that war right now. Do you personally think the next war will be fought on a psychic as well as military level? I asked Ingo Swan, who was eager to discuss these very possibilities. Let me read you something else here by Dwayne Elgin on the staff of SRI and himself a highly successful remote viewing subject. Elgin has predicted that because we all seem to possess psychic abilities, by the 90s a psychic civil war might break out between the military industrial controllers of our country and a guerrilla-like group of psychic radicals. These radicals would use ESP to cause selected enemy commanders to suffer mental breakdowns as well as psychokinetically sabotage, listen to this, as well as psychokinetically sabotaging computers, satellites, and weapon systems. Elgin, like Ingo Swan, has even suggested that the military might already be engaging in secret parapsychological research. I'm reading the chapter that says this. Another war simply can't be done on a nuclear level. The world powers are too poised. The defense is too automatic. A nuclear attack launched by one country would totally annihilate everything. Now listen. So the military will have to figure out new ways of warfare. And one of these ways is mind control, which leads, listen, directly to ESP. Is that clear? Is that clear from the book Psychic Warfare, Fact or Fiction, written back in 1988 by John White? Let me tell you something about psychotronics in the sense of warfare. In the world of using psi power, PK man, psi man, and the chosen ones that we've been talking about many times. I want to engage you right now, and I've prayed that the God of heaven would bring out this message and get it to those sitting behind those laptops, military individuals, maybe even down at a base somewhere, or, you know, out in the field, wherever you might be. I'm pointing this towards you because I'm telling you there is a... Listen, before you turn it off, I'm telling you that there is a satanization of the military complex, and there's a reason for it, and it happens by degrees, and the infusion of it into the United States, into UK, may have began in the 50s, and by an almost cultic initiatory ritual guidance, there's been these steps along the way that have taken you further and further and further through projects and sub-projects and everything else. I'm telling you right now that the end goal of biblical prophecy is that Satan will have the most powerful, largest, and most advanced army the world has ever known. That sooner or later... Now listen, in the New Age and the New Age concepts of military and the discussions that if there was one global army... I mean, even, listen... Even Reagan, President Reagan, discussed this one time publicly. If he said that if there was ever an alien attack from out there in outer space, that if we knew that there was something from out in outer space coming to attack us, that it might unify the human race, unify all of us, and bring us together to fight an alien invasion. Can you imagine Russians and Chinese and Europeans and Arabs and Americans and all of us coming together with all of the weaponry and putting all of it together, all the arsenal, the United States and Russia, everything that's there in China and in the Middle East, everything, putting it all together to fight something descending out of the skies. Let me mention a few things about some of the psychic warfare and remote viewing and concepts that I have discussed with individuals that came out of military training in the sense of, well, all the way back to Colonel Shannon and the Earthlight Battalion force, the force like the New Age soldiers that would have the abilities, you know, in the area of Psi powers and would be able to be such highly advanced soldiers that they would use those powers in their strategy and in their battle. The weaponization of psychic powers. Let's take it a little bit further. Can there be the weaponization of satanic powers? And I'm wondering right now, in the laboratories of scientists, military scientists who are creating the weapons, in the laboratories of the Nazi doctors, we all kind of know that there was an evil presence guiding the doubling, the psychological doubling of Mengele and the rest of the doctors. There was obviously an evil presence guiding them and directing them in the establishment of splitting the human soul and creating advanced humans and the genetics of the blood and the Aryan and finding powers and the properties and testing humans and all that they did. Well, that science has never stopped. There is a motivation behind that science. There is somebody who's propelling that and fueling that and wants that science to continue. So for military scientists and the inventors, I warn you before God, I ask you before God, where do your ideas come from? If you tell me that you get up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden an idea popped into your head, if you tell me that you're sitting there perplexed about certain issues that you're doing and looking at new weaponization, and all of a sudden something pops into your mind and you figure it out, and a new incredible weapon is forged for the battlefield. I wonder where all those inspirations come from. I wonder where all those inspirations come from. I wonder if there are those who are using psi powers for the purpose of gaining and obtaining ideas. Let me go over some of the areas of psychotronic warfare or psychic warfare that I think that has been and is being used, because obviously a lot of what we see in the newspaper, a lot of the books that we read, a lot of stories like Enemy of the State. And we see the technology that is being used, Echelon and Harp and Carnivore and so many other pieces of technology. Incredible GPS tracking, satellites being able to read car license plates. But it's not just technology. Because there is an ancient prophecy, there's ancient biblical truths that are unfolding before our very eyes. And there is a presence that at first is very light. It almost is the presence that tells humanity and military analysts and scientists and inventors, this is in your own head, this is your own idea. And then down the road, they're developing their new mental powers, their new psi powers, and they're gaining other issues and insights and so forth. And they're making breakthroughs on a beyond the human mind level. My question is, and my question to you is, where is it all coming from? And obviously, so many of those people that are into that have already rejected the God of heaven, rejected Christ, and they don't have the perception. They don't have the aid of the Spirit of the living God, and literally the insight to the concept of the Satanization of technology and how to ward that off and how to deal with that. Because we are heading down a road that no matter what happens right now, it will only end out on the battlefield with maybe 500 million soldiers and the most advanced technology and weaponry in the history of humanity. The weaponization may be completely just the Satanization of it all is very clear. And I think that we should take a deep look into it now. Because Jesus said, what would it profit if you if you gained the whole world, even in the occult military complex, even if you gained it in the fields of economics and globalism, and yet lose your own soul? Are you willing to lose your own soul? Are you willing to give it all up? Who are you serving anyway? Let me go over psychic warfare here for a few moments. One of the things that they can do, and you can read in any of the books and many of the remote viewing books and all the materials, you can read a lot of this there, but in the engagement of the Russians, their engagement in psi warfare in the United States and billions of dollars, and don't believe for a moment that it's not going on. It is going on. There is no question in my mind that it's going on, not only from the undergrounders that are living it and part of it and telling me of some of it, But again, the biblical revelation about a Satanized army, and when I say that, I don't mean it. I mean it in the most technological sense, in the sense that it's advanced, it's empowered, that these soldiers are different than anything in all of humanity, because something else has happened, and we'll talk about that in a few moments. But let me just mention right now this: number one, they can view the enemy. Through psychotronic warfare, psychic warfare, there is this goal of viewing. Ingo Swann talked about this a lot way back in the 70s. Hal Putoff and all of those ones that we are reading now, Ed Dames and Cunningham and McMoneagle and so many others, David Morehouse and others, we're reading, but we're only reading the tip of the iceberg. And even with all the literature we can get underground and on the web and so forth, we're only reading the tip of the iceberg, and there's much more to it. So, okay, they're viewing the enemy. They're using their powers to view the enemy. I found this true to be true about chosen ones when we've tracked them. They have realized that we're coming towards them in the fields, following them in a car. They have psi powers, my friends. Psi powers that were developed that came under a training and teaching, just like we read in Psychic Warfare, Fact or Fiction, in this book, or the PK Man book from the 70s, late 70s and early 80s. And all of this material comes out, and guess what? Guess what occurs with it? We have individuals out there right now that have learned how to spy, literally, by the projection of their mind, projection of their spirit, going out there and seeing the enemy. And I've experienced this numerous times with underground satanic chosen ones who've been highly trained, who've been trained in remote viewing and trained in astroing out, and their observance. And this is what occurs with covens. This is why there is a lot of secrecy. They have the ability to perceive you coming. They have an ability to approach you from a distance and see what you are planning and what you are doing. And that power really does exist, and that power is really being used. Even on a basic level of practicing it, and I believe that even chosen ones, militaristic ones, have been sent among believers that are involved in spiritual warfare and that understand these principles to challenge and see how their powers match up against the powers of God. Thus, there's a book written back in the late 70s by Ralph Wilkerson called ESP versus HSP, Extrasensory Perception versus Holy Spirit Perception. And there's, an understanding in the development of psychic warfare and the satanization of that psychic warfare, countering the powers that are within the structure of the church. Now, let me tell you something. Even if you're not a believer listening to me, I want you to know this. In the book of Acts chapter 5, Satan entered two individuals who were willing and allowed it to occur for the sake of infiltrating the church. And the Greek word used there to test, they conspired together and they lied, of course, but they were doing it to test the durability of the body of Christ. Satan has been testing the durability of the body of Christ. And we've had chosen ones who've come down that have been trained in warfare and trained in war to come and test the Spirit of God's powers and presence. And they in believers, in Christians, believe this or not, it's true. And they've been doing it in local churches. And they've been using their, let's just call it psychic warfare, their psychotronic warfare, their powers that have been developed from even a distance to read the enemy, to affect the enemy, and so forth. Well, the second point of psychotronic warfare, psychic warfare, part of the development is to see if they can actually invade the minds of individuals and change people's minds. A lot of individuals believe, even psychics, people that I talk to in the streets that are into stuff, they say, well, they can perceive somebody else's mind a little bit. They can perceive where they're going. Some believe they can literally get in their heads and read them. And I'm telling you what, many of the chosen ones that we've dealt with on the militaristic side, those who've been trained for war, in these powers, believe they have these powers to read minds. Now listen, if you go back to the days of President Jimmy Carter and his visit to Russia, there were stories that came out. Go on the web and search this out. Read it in some of the books if you want to. And you're going to read concerning their approach in... They were trying to do... They brought the Russian psychics together in psychotronic warfare to influence the thinking of the U.S. president, to change the thinking. Now imagine that. Imagine if they can do that, to change the actual minds of soldiers, of military people. Listen, didn't I just read you this? Right out of this book written back in the 1988, I believe it was. This is what it says. These radicals would use ESP to cause, quote, I'm quoting this. This is, again, years ago, almost 30 years ago now. These radicals would use ESP to cause selected enemy commanders to suffer mental breakdowns, as well as psychokinetically sabotage computers, satellites, and weapon systems. Elgin, like Swan, has even suggested that the military might already be... Now listen, some of them are believing they can even affect the release of nuclear weapons or strike, that they have the ability to literally, from mind to matter, mind to machine, through psychokinetic, through psychotronic warfare, projected warfare. And that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Obviously, there are powers. When a whole crew of army soldiers, Roman soldiers, came to get Jesus and they were looking for him because Judas already betrayed him for the 30 pieces of silver, and now they're coming to get him to crucify him. And they come to find him and say, "Are you him? Are you Christ?" And he answers the soldiers and says, "I am." Now read the scriptures. They all fall to the ground. They literally fell to the ground. There is a power that affects. And God in Christ demonstrated this. Go back to the Old Testament. When a cultic-inspired nation was coming to destroy Israel, and King Hezekiah didn't know what to do, and he was instructed to get a worship team and send them out and to seek God, and they poured out praise and worship, and there was a great big conflict spiritually. And the enemy cult-worshipping nation turned on themselves and slaughtered themselves. They were in a crazed, confused state. They were affected mentally and everything else. Don't tell me that this is something new. Don't tell me this is not something that Satan is not trying to perfect. That he's not trying to bring a stockpiling of weaponry and soldiers so that when the Antichrist arrives, he needs, if you don't understand this now, you need to take a look at this in biblical prophecy. It's not been spoken of very much at all. Satan needs the biggest, most powerful, supernaturally empowered military in all of world history. Not only to be able to have his control and rule and reign, to be worshipped as God on the in the affairs of human life, but he needs the weaponry and the army and the advanced, empowered, or even psychotronic or Satanized weaponry to do something more than just control man. And it's found in Revelation 19:19, and we'll get there in a few moments. Part of the psychic warfare, thirdly, deals with controlling people. Not only digging into the minds of military leaders and governmental leaders or whatever else, but the idea of mass control, about, again, psi warriors being able to send out the projected thoughts and so forth to control the masses, to control people, to inject people with thinking and thoughts. Now, that's not a hard thing to believe, especially in the technology of voice to skull. We could talk about that in a few moments, too. But the idea, again, of projecting thoughts. In the biblical realm, we Christians understand, according to Ephesians chapter 6, there is this behind-the-scenes, invisible, behind the scenes, yet supernatural, and it's really a technology for the satanic presence, the demonic realm, to be able to send, the Bible calls them arrows, flaming arrows, into the hearts and minds of believers. What are those arrows? They are the involuntary thoughts and involuntary feelings that come like waves in and over a believer in Christ, to get them to doubt God, to give up on God, to be fearful, etc., etc., etc. And the Bible gives us weaponry and tells us to lift up the shield of faith that can extinguish. And notice how the armor of God spiritually is given to us in the figure of a soldier's armament. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. And so it's very clear when God speaks to the believer that our warfare is not against flesh and blood. The ultimate war is the spiritual influences behind the physical. And I'm telling you right now, because of biblical prophecy, there has been already, progressively, like the frog in the kettle approach, so that nobody will see and nobody will know, and the secrecy approach, so that no one will ever even, you know, suspect what's going on until it's way too late. Kind of like what Hitler did with the destruction of millions of lives. Many Germans didn't even know about the camps. But the ultimate Satanization of soldiers and weaponry has been, is, and will continue to be in the works until the day, the Bible calls it the great day of God Almighty. The great day of God Almighty. It's the battle to end all wars, basically. Let me mention number four. Psychotronic or psychic warfare in the era of psychic assassination. Psychic assassination. I sat down with somebody who came from Fort Bragg years ago and talked to them. They were able to remote view and do a lot of things and project things. And they did. They had effect in causing people to get sick, causing people to have headaches. They even believed that they had things in them that can cause electrical changes, to short circuit things. And let me tell you right now, there are those who believe they have the ability to affect shutdown computers. That something from the psychic, psychotronic connection in the mind is able to release an impulse striking a target. Now, this person that told me about psychic assassination is that they literally talked about three individuals getting together, triangulating in a power cone setup, leaving their bodies or going out into the ether. And into that ether, they were to meet up and then go to another unwitting, influence them. I mean, literally, in, you know, almost like possession. Get into their head, control them to go out and kill somebody. Once they killed somebody, they then would pull out their influence, come back to their bodies, and thus a psychic assassination. That they can cause that. They can force that to occur. Let me ask you something. On a psychic level, you military people might understand this. And remote viewers who might be listening to this might understand this. Go back to the scriptures again in the Gospel of Luke and read where Jesus is at the Last Supper and he's asked who it is going to betray him. And he tells, you know, when he dips in the gut, he basically gives him a clue who it's going to be, referring to Judas. And then all of a sudden the scripture says, they're all sitting there together, and the scripture says, in that room where Jesus was, that Satan himself entered into Judas. Judas immediately got up and he went out to the chief priests and them, and he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, worked out a deal. Where did the inspiration come from? Listen, if you can understand in criminology the idea that there could be evil influences in the hearts of men that motivate them to do sadistic and horrible crimes, I have no question in my understanding of criminology, in my understanding of cult crime, in our working in that field and dealing in that field, there is no question that these entities, call them extra-dimensional entities if you want to. If you can't understand the idea of demon, that's just giving the ugly picture of what those entities are. It's telling you the nature of what they are. They are extra-dimensional. They are from another dimension, and they do bring effect, and they can bring thoughts, and they can bring control, and they can motivate somebody to kill somebody beyond their control. And this is the powers that are being learned in, quote, psychotronic or psychic warfare, and they're used in having the idea of assassination and killing somebody. There are those who believe that people who have deep demonic powers, even voodoo priests and things like that, can do things to stop your heart. There are rituals and so forth. They believe this. Whether you do or not is not the point. The point is that we're seeing more and more of the psychotronic, the psychic warfare application, the weaponization, the satanic weaponization of military weapons and armament and so forth. And so I think that if you take in a look at this and do some studies, you're going to begin to see, well, you know, at least begin to open up to the idea of the direct satanization of military and the weaponization, because he needs the biggest and broadest and most powerful, not just physical, but supernatural army in human history. That's what he's going for. That's I'm bringing you a revelation out of Revelation, the book of Revelation 19:19. That's what it, you know, take a look at it. You're going to see why. Take a look at the next point is point five. I'm sorry, point five. There are those in the remote viewing community that are researching in the ether. Out there in the ether. Now, one of the people that I talked to again came from Fort Bragg, and we spent a long, long time, hours and hours discussing remote viewing, leaving your body, being out there. Now, when I was a Buddhist, Taoist, what, you know, in my system, before I came to be a Christian, I learned how to leave my body. And it was called the Great Universal, and that there were ascended masters and things we could learn and so forth, and go out places and all these experiences. Well, let me tell you something. In the world of remote viewers, I mean, here you have Ed Dames claiming that he's been out into the ether and that he literally remote viewed Satan. That he remote viewed Satan. Now, let me tell you something very clearly. What really happened was that Satan was observing Ed Dames. Ed Dames in no way has the capacity to run a circle around this ancient fallen cherub. This ancient fallen cherub will run circles around and leave those going out into the ether in total. And I mean, they've got you in their field. Listen, remote viewers, they've drawn you right out into their field. They've drawn you out there. They've been observing you. It's like a two-way glass, a mirror. When I was taken as a young kid, constantly to the Croatian Club down here in Akron, where my dad and grandfather went every Sunday. That's where I was raised on Sundays. When we came through the door on Sunday, you had to press a buzzer, and you were looking right into a mirror. You could see yourself. You could put your face up to it and whatever else, but you could see it. It was a good mirror. You could see yourself. But when the buzzer rang and you came through the door and came around the corner, you can look back through that. You can see everybody coming in clearly, but they could not see you. And Ed Dames, let me tell you something right now. You are not seeing clearly in the ether. Remote viewers and others that are out there, and those of you who are in the astral plane, you are not seeing clearly. When we did a deliverance with a remote viewer that knew the technological side and gave me literature materials back in the 90s and discussed it clearly and gave me drawings and talked about threshold walkers and all the other things, who themselves had training under Ingo Swann, discussed going out into the ether, and that there was a presence and an energy and so forth that led them out there, that empowered them, and that they went out further and further and further, and that part of the triangulation of getting a few of them together to go out together in the ether was to go way out there. And you know what they talked about? There's a barrier somewhere out there. They've been trying to break through the barrier. They're able to go so far, but they can't go any further. It's almost like they're contained. Could that be that you're not able to enter into the third heaven, that third realm, that third dimension? Maybe, and here's what I say biblically, that you're into the second heavens, where angels and demons, where the demonic realm is there battling and fighting from against humanity. You're in the second heaven. That's what the ether is, the second heaven. It's a dimensional realm. And you're not going to be able to break the barrier and get into the third heaven. No demon can even do that. Satan himself cannot do that, other than if God calls him to give an account where he's at and what he's doing. Job chapter 1. Well, let me tell you something here in this issue of researching in the ether. Unaided by the Spirit of God, massive, massive, massive disinformation will come back to us. And to all of those in the development of the psychic warfare and of the supernatural or supranatural empowerment of weaponry, and you're researching out there in extrasensory fields and in the ether and in many other ways, you're researching and looking for a way to weaponize those powers and see the weapon application of weapon, you know, of these powers into weaponry. Let me tell you something. You're being set up. You're being set up. From that side, there is an incredible, incredible drive to grant, to give information on developing weaponry, information on the connection between the supernatural side, extrasensory side, the psychotronic side, in the sense of that connecting with the human brain and connecting with weaponry. You're going to see all of that move together. If somehow you get this and you're in one of those underground bases or whatever else, somebody sent it to you, someone doing reconnaissance got a hold of it and listened to it, and they sent it off to their buddy and another, that's good. That's good. Maybe you should email me sometime or contact me and we should talk about this. Because it's very possible that what you're being led into is not just psychotronic powers. but instead, not just energy coming into your head and coming through you, and your ability to affect a computer or to affect somebody else's mind or to turn a light switch on or off. They want you to learn these things so that eventually they can bring millions of these kinds of soldiers together beyond what New Agers call a harmonic conversion into this massive, 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 massive use and release of psychotronic power. Can you imagine 500 million soldiers along with weaponry coming together to use? Let me ask you a question now. Who are they going to use it against? Who are they going to use it against? Are you getting the picture yet? Listen, some people even say in the New Age, oh, Jesus was a psychic. Listen, point number six. Was Jesus a psychic? Give me a break. Again, this is what the New Age, this is again what alternative spirituality has always done, all the way back to the Gnostics, always done to Jesus, to strip him of his deity, strip him of everything else, you know, and make him nothing more than a mere man that you and I can all become like him. Problem is, let me ask you, what psychic have you seen lately walk on water, raise the dead? What psyche have you seen, you know, speak to creation itself? Listen, creation obeyed Jesus. Disease obeyed Jesus. Death obeyed Jesus. He had power over death, power over sin, power over disease, power over the extra-dimensional beings, the demons, power over nature. This is God in human flesh. This is someone beyond what any New Age or Gnostic, whatever else, and those, listen, if that's the only Jesus, if Jesus is just a simple elder brother to you, then you don't have the real Jesus. You need to read Galatians chapter 1 and see the danger of accepting a different Jesus other than the one that was spoken of by Isaiah and Moses and the real angels of God and John the Baptist and the apostles. You need to take a look and see if you are not insulting the spirit of grace. The reason some say that Jesus was like a psychic, remember the story in the Gospel of John, the very beginning, where Jesus begins ministering, he's out, and all of a sudden Nathanael comes up, and they're trying to introduce Jesus to Nathanael, and Nathanael says, oh, can anything good come out of Nazareth? You know, really negative and down, whatever else. And Jesus says, hey, I saw you when you were still under that tree. And you know what? People will take that and say, oh, that's remote viewing. Jesus remote viewed Nathanael. Well, in a way, that's true. Here, God in human flesh was able to see Nathanael from a distance. The ability is there on God's side. And it's also able to be counterfeited. Counterfeited. God gives Christians a word of knowledge, charismatic gifting of a word of knowledge. Now, in the psychotronic weaponry and so forth, in psi warfare, they would consider that, you know, a psi weapon and say, well, listen, we want to harness that. We want to be able to use that for our weapons and our warfare and so forth and so forth. Well, you can't use God that way. You can't take the Holy Spirit and say, God, infinite Holy Spirit, we're going to reduce you down to our use in the area of weaponry. It's just not going to happen. And that's why I have not met anybody in the remote viewing field or astral projectors and so forth. None of you confess the real Christ, know what it is to be born of the Spirit of God, to have the power and life of God coursing through your being. Military soldier, listen to me. There's something higher than the calling you have, something beyond what you're into right now. And you may be being set up and used beyond anything the CIA has ever been able to do, or the DIA, or the DOD, or any of the agencies, NSA, and on and on and on and on. You don't think for a moment that Satan had a part in the development of Echelon or HAARP? You don't think for a moment that he has any I'm telling you that he does. I'm saying, mark this down, that he has the ability, and he's been working and has been working. And on a surface level, we're seeing some of it. On a deeper underground level, you know about it. And even deeper than that, way down deep, where there is a direct interaction. Oh, like Dan Sherman, the intuitive from the NSA, that said that literally he was to receive communication from other entities. What for? Would it be for weaponization? Would it be for the advancement of warfare? Would that be then again extra-dimensional entities granting information? Haven't you read the Book of Enoch? Semyaz and the rest of those beings that gave men knowledge of weaponry. Satan knows about war, my friend. And if you don't even think he's real, you've already lost the war. If you don't think he's real, you have lost the war already. You better read 2 Corinthians 4:4. Write it down. Write it down. Memorize it in your head. Put it in your BlackBerry. 2 Corinthians 4:4. If you don't even believe that Satan exists, that he's an extra-dimensional ancient being with incredible powers and influences into the world, the Bible says that he's the ancient dragon, serpent, so forth, who leads the whole world astray. Is he leading you astray? Maybe it's time that you do a little study in Revelation chapter 7 or Revelation chapter 12. This is the entity that leads the whole world, fallen world. This is talking about the fallen world system, astray. Your only protection is a higher power. And it's not found in the New Age. It's not found in AA. It's found in the one who died at the cross and exploded the finality of death by raising from the dead. A power on an atomic level was exerted. The power of God. Romans chapter 1. Have you read it? Who through the Spirit of holiness was raised from the dead and declared to be the Son of God. Let me take you to point 7 that I'm going over here, and that is the voice-to-skull issue. There is technology now. You can even check out the, probably again, the tip of the iceberg is on the web. Technology to send thoughts into the head of a human being, again, and changing. And this is to be weaponized and used out on the field. If they can have this and literally send thoughts into the enemy soldiers' minds to give up, some suggest that's what happened in the first Gulf War. That some of this was used and made and caused mass and mass numbers of Iraqi soldiers. Now, I don't know if that's true. The United States came in with an incredible weaponry, and I'm telling you right now, United States, I'm telling you right now, United States soldier, military man, that because of the incredible superpower and advanced technology the United States has, you would have believed that partially Satan has helped develop it through inspiring ideas and that he has plans for it. He has plans for it. Those of you in the Pentagon, he has plans for it. Ultimate plans for the weapons that he's inspiring you and the rest of the world to develop and to stockpile. Voice to skull is there and can be used and will be used. And let's look at number 8 that I have down here. The electromagnetic pulse weapons, like a wave. Now that's out there already too. Again, a wave to knock out electrical systems, to knock out a car's electrical system, to shut it down. Maybe in some of these, maybe law enforcement will use it in an application in a non-lethal weapon. You know, like Colonel John Alexander has been doing in his book, Non-Lethal Weapons, out there in Los Alamos, and providing law enforcement with non-lethal weapons to be able to do things to stop. And so, if a police car is equipped with this, then when it begins to pursue, all it needs to do is shoot that wave, that pulse, to knock out the electrical system of the car, and the car is going to shut down. Electromagnetic pulse weapons and some of the weaponry can shut down the electrical grids. Now, there are those who believe that in psi warfare, that there are those, I'm telling you, face-to-face, I've talked with these warriors, that they have the ability to one told me one time they caused a Coke machine to explode. Some level of ability within them to channel power in an electrical sense and strike and cause something to happen. And speaking about waves, let me touch on number 9 concerning spiritual waves. Spiritual waves. Now, here's something I'm going to give to you right now that you're not going to... I don't know if you're going to grasp this. If you're Muslim, you may become angry at first. If you're U.S. military, then I want you to understand this. If you're government, I want you to understand this. If you're a Christian, you deeply need to understand this. Pastors need to understand this. In the Old Testament, nations would gather around their gods and goddesses go to the gods of war. You can read a lot about the history of this in the psychic battlefield, the occult military complex, a book put out. Just Google that. Psychic warfare. The occult military complex. And the use of spiritual presence in weaponry and in battle and to engage in war. In the Old Testament, there's a story about a pagan nation, a demon-worshipping nation, that was fighting Israel, and they was losing, and that the king took his own son and sacrificed him to their gods, to their spiritual powers, right on the wall, through over the wall, and then all of a sudden they begin to win. In the story of the Old Testament, when this cultic nation comes against Israel, and Moses has his arms up, and he's the intercessor, he's praying and praying and praying and praying. As long as he's got his arms up and he's praying, Israel is backed spiritually. Powers are released, and they're winning easily. But when his arms go down, and the doorway is shut, and with the spirit's power is withdrawn, then the demonic spirit's power on the other side then begins to advance the cultic nation against Israel, and they begin to win. And the battle wasn't over until others came to help Moses to raise those arms and continue the intercession until the battle was over and Israel won, because the victory of the battle was in the powers that were behind the militaries. And that is true to this day. That is why Israel, this little tiny Israel, is able to stand to this day. There's an elect purpose. There's an elect purpose. All Israel one day will be saved. So any of you Jewish soldiers, Israeli soldiers right now, whom I would say, I love you, and I pray for you. You may not know who Messiah is yet. You can come to know him. Read Isaiah 53. Email me, and we'll talk about it. But let me say this much, that there is the Michael the Archangel protects Israel, and there is an elect purpose, and all Israel will one day be saved. And that's why it's all centering around you guys out there. That's why it's all going to come down around there, because when the Lord Jesus Christ, when Yeshua HaMashiach, when he returns, he's returning right there to the Temple Mount. He's returning and going to be visibly touching down in Jerusalem. And you're going to see that the biggest war of all, the biggest army ever amassed in human history, will encircle the very area that Jesus is going to descend to. We'll get to that again in a second here. Let me say this much about the spiritual waves. And I believe this is true. I believe this is true. There was the Sabaeans in Job chapter 1. The Sabaeans were there, and they were a demon-worshipping tribe. And when Satan left God's presence to go out and attack Job, he moved on that already susceptible, prepped tribe spiritually. A wave moved over them. And they came down. They were brought up into a frenzy, and they came down and attacked Job's household and attacked and his kids were killed and so forth. They were robbed and everything, you know, so forth. And this is also true right now of Islam. If you have not yet come to terms who Allah is, if you think Allah is the same God of the Bible, then you absolutely are you have not engaged any intelligent reading or looking at the attributes. Study the attributes of Allah and study the attributes of Yahweh, of God in the Bible. And you're going to see two totally different revealed beings. One personal, relational, loving us, wanting us, coming to humanity, providing salvation. The other one, impersonal, not wanting fellowship, high exalted, just wanting submission, and wanting people to be used. And salvation is obscured, and they never know whether they're going to make it or not, and all the junk of the virgins and so forth, which is really a horrible, horrible indictment against women. Please understand, Allah's real. Allah is the Prince of Persia. Spoken of in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, when the Prince of Persia, modern-day Iran and Iraq areas and so forth, when the Prince of Persia was over ancient Babylon and the whole of the region, he's a broad regional demonic territorial being. And this being, this prince, was stopping angels from coming to answer prayers. This prince was in control. On a ground level, there was enormous worship, demonic worship going up, enabling the prince of Persia to have his place there. And the same is true right now with the Dake of demons. The revelation of the Quran is done by spirits through a vessel. Study 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 on down. But you got to understand something. When millions of individuals have been brought in to become the gateway, the doorway for the influence of this territorial being to flow through them, what do you think's happening when millions of Muslims are praying to Allah in those domed mosques where you're not even allowed to enter? Why? Because of the territorial dark presence. No Christian is allowed to be on there. Why? Because the Spirit of God in you, the presence in those mosques, they don't want you in there. They don't want you to detect them and know what they're all about. And they don't want you in their area. They've claimed the land, the temples, the people, and so forth, the soil. But when millions of Iraqis are not just Iraqis, but Iranians and so forth, Muslims. When Muslims, committed Muslims, are praying, please, when they're praying against the United States, against people, a wave of dark spiritual presence is unleashing. A wave of dark spiritual presence is moving across Europe and moving across the land. See, I could pray for a friend in China right now and God can have an effect because of the Spirit of God. There's no locality in spiritual matters like this. I've done deliverance prayers for people that were clear over in Bosnia or up in Canada or down in Mexico or wherever. It doesn't make any difference. We've found, and even Jesus did this in the Gospel of Mark, he cast a demon away from somebody's child who is miles away, and he did it from where he was. And so I know as a believer, as a Christian, I could be praying for a Pastor Lee in China and have effect and blessing over his life. I also know that cultists that use powers, those that were in Palatine, Italy, that sent powers against me, those who are in North Carolina that did rituals, or in Pennsylvania or other places, maybe out of Texas, I don't know. Maybe I know out of California. And they've sent powers. And that's what happens in occultic level warfare. And so when people are praying to Allah and submitted to Allah, and their hearts and lives and mouths are open to Allah, and they're praying to Allah, and that's legal grounds spiritually, biblically, that's the laws of engagement, that's the legal grounds for a wave of demonic presence to move forward like a wall coming through Europe, through the UK, out to the United States, just confusing the people, confusing the politics, bringing down, twisting the American system in the UK, and coming against the soldiers and those demonic powers. They're praying that Allah will bless Al-Qaeda. They're praying that Allah will bless the Iranian soldiers with the black flags. They're seeking a supernatural power to attend to and come on them and operate over and on them to advance their cause. Well, Allah's cause, the annihilation of Israel, and eventually the annihilation of the West. And if we're stupid enough, ignorant enough spiritually, as Christians, not to understand this, then we need to suck our thumbs and sit in the corner and wait to the end. If we don't understand spiritual warfare at this time in our lives, what's it going to take to get us to understand that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, that political movements come and go based on spiritual operations behind the scenes, that all of the entire inspiration and development and ascendancy to power of the Nazis came from demonic ideology and demonic presence, influence, guidance, direction. And the largest Satanized army in the history of the world is being developed, mostly in total secrecy, pieces of it being leaked out, and light level initiation through things like the Great Invocation, at the United Nations, the great New Age invocation of Luciferic light, the shining one, David Spangler. Let me tell you something right now. People like this are chewing on razor blades. They're eating the rat poison. When you think of all of this, what is the answer? What is the response? Well, the answer and the response for the body of Christ is to engage and to be praying for the advance of the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come, the basileia of God, the rule of God means the salvation of man, joy in their hearts, healing in their bodies, you know, reuniting families, feeding the poor, clothing naked and hungry and cold people, taking care of all of them. The kingdom of God is explained in the New Testament. It's demonstrated by Jesus, who had power over nature, power over sickness, power over sin, power over all manner of diseases and all those kind of things, that he had the ability to know the hearts of men and read and know everything. And it wasn't psychic powers, it was the power of God. Not counterfeit abilities, but the real thing. And many believers, you have in your prayer, in your intercession, the prophetic abilities and the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom and discernment and spiritual warfare aspects. You have the authority of Christ in your life. What are you doing with it? It's like having this massive arsenal to come against the dark presence. You know, for years, even in law enforcement, people would tell me in law enforcement, hey, when we get closer and closer to the Northeast Ohio, to the Akron area, it's like this massive dark fog over all of the greater Akron area and Northeast Ohio area. I've heard this from people all the way from here to California, that in our region, there's massive darkness. I understand that. I understand that very well. And because there's been those in the Brotherhood and others who've been praying dark spirits and dark powers and so forth in this region for so long, there is a suppression of Christianity. And if Christians don't get together and not only pray for the kingdom of God to be advanced, but take the authority of Jesus and wield that authority and unleash the power of God through that authority against dark powers, against targeted, strategic, against dark powers, against Allah's powers, against the dark spirits flowing from Allah's command under the legal grounds of the prayers of millions of Muslims. If you don't wake up to spiritual warfare, I tell you what, it's like, the undergrounders and Luciferians understand things. There's a lot of Christians sitting around sucking their thumb, or they're still on the little bottle. They're on the little bottle just saying, peace, I just want to be happy. I want to be happy and eat food and watch TV. And you are powerless. And even worse, we can become Laodicean, which is pathetic. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power, of love and joy in the Spirit of God. Yes, the kingdom of God will come. Yes, there will be victory when Jesus does it. But you and I are called on to advance the kingdom, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, to live in the kingdom, that in our faith we receive kingdom grace and power from Jesus. But in our obedience we manifest that literally when we're praying and praying and praying and praying for revival, that's the will of God. God comes to bring revival. God comes to bring the advancement of the church. And I hope you understand that. Well, if you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, I'm just going to touch on this now. You need to study this. You need to contemplate it to really get it in your head. Revelation 19:19 talks about that the armies of Antichrist, of the beast, they've now gathered on the field there around Jerusalem, all over there in the Middle East. I would just kind of humanly estimate 500 million, if not more, plus every ounce of the technical equipment and advanced weaponry, and elite teams that understand the powers that have been given to them. And the entire reason they've gathered, and all of the psychotronic or satanization of the weaponry, of the supernatural powers that are in them and on them, and collectively when they come together for a kind of convergence of these powers, collecting these powers together to unleash these powers, they are there gathered to unleash their powers, both in a technological sense and a spiritual sense, psychic sense, there to unleash their powers against the descent of the living Christ. That's where so much of this psychic research, so much of this Luciferian doctrine, that's where so many of these ideas that have led to breakthroughs in weaponry and the abilities in psi warfare are coming from. And that's what they're for the future. Satan needs the most massive, because he knows biblical prophecy, my friend. Revelation 12 says he knew it the first time when Jesus was born, and he couldn't crush him then. The seduction of the world, the globalization that we're seeing in the Masonic order, that we're seeing among the Luciferians, and that we're seeing among the New Age and the political, you know, you need to read Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. And you need to understand how the dark powers are moving everything towards that. Okay, boom, all of a sudden, the age of Aquarius, we've come out of massive chaos, and now we're into this new age and a new leader and globalization and a new military and everything else, and the world has been told, oh man, you're all going to have the age of peace and the age of Aquarius, it's going to be peace, and it's a whole new thing, and new economics, new military, new everything, new government, everything's new. Oh, aren't we all happy? You've just eaten the rat poison. You just haven't swelled up and died yet. The Word of God predicts during that time that it says these very words, peace, but there is no peace. It's a mask. By the time you get to the mid part of the tribulation, 3.5 years later, when all of this, the goo-goo feelings and fuzzy feelings of the New Age globalization and everything else and the new leadership comes in, it's all going to turn ugly. It's all going to turn ugly. And literally hell will be unleashed on earth. And heaven will be unleashed against the beast empire. And obviously 2 billion or more lives will be lost. Bloodshed. Talk about loss of life. But in the process of that, Satan has drawn the world together. In Revelation chapter 16, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet in this unholy trinity gather together that out of their mouths. If you don't understand this, then you really need to understand how ritual power works. Out of the source of demonic powers and presence flows demonic spirits, extra-dimensional entities, in a targeted warfare, in a targeted assigned, they have an assignment to go to the kings of the earth, there in Russia, China, to go to Germany, France, Italy, UK, United States, if it's part of it, and to draw it all together, to gather the kings of the earth. The supernatural power is a supernatural weaponization, is a demonic weaponization. It is what I would simply call the satanic, the satanization of weaponry, the satanization of military soldiers, the satanization of military application and strategy. And it's for one purpose, my friend. And you're going to see this down the road. If you don't see it now, you're going to see this down the road. If you're not looking at it now, if you don't begin to see the movements now, you're going to see it down the road. If you're in military, you're going to see it down the road. If you're in deep military, underground stuff, hidden stuff, projects, you probably know this. Ultimately, it's about gathering together to use every ounce of that satanic power. And listen, the mark's already been given. Loyalty to Satan's already there. Loyalty to the Antichrist, which means in that you've been branded. That word mark there in the Greek in the book of Revelation is a mark. It definitely is a mark, but is a branding of who owns you. So if you take that, you're cooked, bud. You're gone. If you take that, and you've eaten the rat poison, you've eaten the rat poison, and in a little while you're going to see how sick it'll make you, and you're going to see how it's going to it's all going to implode. You're going to lose your soul. And Satan doesn't give a darn. So I would encourage you right now to begin to consider where you're at, what you're doing with your life, especially if you're in military, and how, if you're a believer, how you can begin to unleash the presence and power and grace. You need to read books on spiritual warfare. Maybe get a hold of Peter Wagner's book, Confronting the Powers. Maybe get a hold of Tom White's book, Spiritual Warfare, A Guide for Believers. Maybe you should begin to learn the application of spiritual warfare out in the field. I have Christians who were soldiers in Iraq that said it was tough to pray because of the dark presence that was just saturating in that land. But they did lead other soldiers to Christ. They did have great times of baptisms in the desert where they would dig out a hole, put plastic down in the sand, fill it up with as much water as they could, and baptize those who have come to Christ. Ultimately, it's all a spiritual battle, my friends. Ultimately, it's not about the nations. It's about who's tricking us, behind the politicians, behind. And so if you want to have impact, massive, massive targeted intercession in praying the will of God. That's what the Bible teaches every Christian to do, with passion and with urgency to do this. This is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 on down. And it pleases God that you would pray for those in authority and pray for military people. I do. I pray for U.S. military not to be Satanized, not to be used, not to be tricked, not to be infiltrated. I pray for the hundreds of thousands of satanic super soldiers that have been created in the projects, that are placed in military bases everywhere, that are living as moles, that have sleeper inside personalities with those psychotronic powers, demonized powers, that when the day to try to take over everything comes, the Black Awakening, they will turn on you. They're going to turn on a lot of good soldiers. The sabotage is going to be unleashed in U.S. military. You better look for it. You better look for it. Check out the coming book, Black Awakening. I go into detail over this. Listen, I have talked to and spent hundreds of hours with some of these satanic super soldiers. You better get ready. They're around us. They're there in the military. They're coming. But then, again, so is the living Christ. So is the living Christ. He came the first time based on prophecies. He's coming the second time. That's for sure. He's coming again. And he's gonna take all of those who've loved him and grant them this in an atomic flash. Study it out. First Corinthians 15. In the twinkling of an eye, the flash. From the Greek word where we get the word atom or atomic. A flash. God will change mortal man. The dead in Christ will rise first. This is the resurrection of those who believed in Christ. That's why Jesus said, you know, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. He loves you. Come to Christ. Be his soldier. Be his servant. This is Russ Dizdar, the organization of Shatter the Darkness. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.